be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome. It's good to see everyone here after last week. So welcome to all those who are in person. Welcome to all those who are online. And a welcome, a big heartfelt welcome to Alistair and your crew. It is so good to be here, and we are blessed by your presence, and thank you. It is good to be here. And together we will experience God this morning in word, in sacrament, and in the presence of each other. Let us now prepare ourselves for worship and begin with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Please stand if you are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, creator of darkness and light, word of truth, wind sweeping over the waters.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. God, our rock and refuge,
we pour out our hearts before you. We have known you and have always loved you. We have wounded one another and sinned against you. We have not always recognized the Holy Spirit dwelling in each of us.
Remember
your covenant. Renew your creation. Restore us that we might proclaim your good news to all.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. God has spoken. The time of grace is now. In Jesus, the reign of God has come near. And by the authority of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are God's beloved.
Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service.
Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And now we invite the children forward for a children's message. How are you guys today?
Good.
Did you survive the snow and the rain and the ice?
Good.
What was your favorite part of that experience?
I don't know.
You don't know. What was your least favorite part of that experience?
Slipping in and stepping in the driveway.
Yeah, slipping a lot on the ice. Well, I'm glad you were okay.
Well, the ice is called falling on you.
Yeah, did that happen to you?
No,
I'm glad. That would not be
no.
good. Yeah, that's cute. Well, I have today's story from Jesus is about Jesus calling some people to follow him. And maybe you've heard this story before, and maybe you have not, but there's a couple people, they're in a boat, and they're fishing, and Jesus says, come follow me. And so let's act that out for a little bit. You want to act that out for a little bit? Okay. So I have a little box here with a little fishy in it, and we're going to pretend to fish, okay? And we'll see if I can fish him. So the two are in the boat, and they're gonna fish, and so I got my little magnetic, see, and so, oh, the thing's not working. What's wrong with it?
It broke.
It broke. What do I need to do before I can fish? I gotta retie it, right? I gotta retie it. So I have to. Oh, don't look. So Peter and Andrew are in the boat fishing, and Jesus calls them to come and follow him. But you know what? James and John are also in a boat, and you know what they were doing? They were fixing nets. So one was fishing. And one was mending nets. And once those two happen, then I can fish. And let's see if I can fish anything. Let's see if it's going to get this. My fishy snow. It's not working. And then we got my fish. But in order to do that, both people who will mend things and people who will go out and cast things. And so I want us to remember that following Jesus isn't just going out and doing things. Sometimes it's healing things. Sometimes it's fixing things. And so we both need to be able to go out and do things. And we also have to be with Jesus and do the work of healing and wholeness. Just a box now. So, but both of those means following Jesus. Both casting and mending. Let's pray. We'll get our hands out, and on the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for casters.
Thank you for casters.
Thank you for menders.
Thank you for menders.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you guys are excused for Sunday school, and you'll just follow Sue and Jill.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first reading on the third Sunday after Epiphany is from Jonah chapter 3. A reading from Jonah. Hear now the word. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on a sackcloth. When God saw that they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our reading from Psalms is 62, 5 through 12. I'll begin with the light print. Page 3. For God alone I wait in silence. Truly my hope is in God.
God alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall never be shaken.
In God is my deliverance and my honor. God is my refuge, my strong rock.
For your trust in God always, O people, pour out your hearts before the one who is our refuge.
Those of high degree are but a fleeting breath. Those of low estate cannot be trusted. Placed on the scales together, they weigh even less than a breath.
Put no trust in extortion, in robbery take no end of pride. Though wealth increase, set not your heart upon it.
God has spoken once, twice I have heard it. That power belongs to God.
Steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay all according to their deeds.
Our second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. A reading from Corinthians, hear now the word. Brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none. And those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And as Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boats mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to you, O Christ.
Our
I'm out of practice now because it was at church last week, so bear with me. But it wasn't just that we lost power or there was a storm. We had all that emergency, how do I survive moment, right? And each of us in a bigger or little way than somebody else. But I'm glad to see you all here. But it wasn't just that moment, right? There's the cleanup afterwards. Figuring out where all the trees fell, and the church had a couple, and many, many branches. And so we had the cleanup afterwards, right? We had to put the power or the fuel back in the generator, or maybe buy a generator if we haven't. But we have all this stuff now we have to do to figure out how do we go back to normal. And it reminds me a lot of being in the prison a lot, because we went through a lot of emergencies, and after the emergencies, we would have what I would eventually appreciate, we have the after-action review, where you'd sit with a bunch of administrators and you'd talk through what happened, and you were trying to figure out what are the lessons we can learn for next time. Because we all know there'll be a next time. And so part of this morning is just to say that I'm in that after-action review kind of mood and been thinking and will continue to be thinking on ways that the church could have done things differently, perhaps better. Perhaps we could have been more in a position to care and reach out, even though, of course, the church is without power for multiple days as well. But certainly there are lessons to be learned. And things we could do better, and we'll be talking about that and figuring out what to do in the months to come. And all of that, I think, comes to kind of roost in our gospel text this morning. As I've been thinking on it and praying on the scriptures and meditating on it, it really strikes me this morning that in the way Mark writes his gospel, we really don't have one calling story this morning. We have two calling stories. And in this doubling, Mark, the scriptures, is telling us there's a truth there in the differences of the two. And we often have to pause when we come to things that are that doublings because we want to solidify it into one. But as good Lutherans, we should be good at this fancy word called juxtaposition, right? Two things standing maybe in contrast to each other, but the truth is found in their position together, against each other, with each other. That the greater truth is the combination of the two. So we often speak of word and not a word church. This is not a sacrament church. This is a word and sacrament church. And so much of how we view the world as Lutherans is in these ways of juxtaposition, law and gospel. The power and glory of God hidden in the cross, hidden in weakness. And we can go on and on, but time is short. But I just want to highlight this idea of holding in tension two truths. And in holding of that tension, something greater comes. And that leads us into our two stories this morning. We have Peter and Andrew, and they are in the boat casting the net. They are the ones doing the active work. They have gone out into the deep. They are, as you would say, doing the work of fishing. And we have James and John. They're in the shoreline. They are mending the nets. In a way, almost us the passive role. They are fixing, they are healing, they are doing all the work that needs to be done prior to the fishing expedition. And we might foolishly say, which one is more important? Is the mending more important than the fishing? Well, you certainly can't cast a net that's not mended. But certainly, what's the point of mending a net if you're not casting them? They stand in perfect tension together. And in that tension, there's another truth that says your capacity to cast is in direct correlation to what you have mended. And friends, that I think is what it means to be a disciple, to be in that juxtaposition between casting and mending. Neither is more important than the other. Both have their roles. Both is what it means to follow Christ. And this could then be a very simple sermon, and I could say, so you can be a caster or a mender. We need both of you. Find some work in this church to do, because we all need casters and menders, and say amen. But I also want us to think about this at a deeper level, too. Because our capacity to be hope and light and healing in the world stands in the same correlation with our capacity to be mended in our hearts and souls to the God of love. They are two realities that we so desperately need if we are going to be a force of light and love in the world. And I think that is no less needed than the hour that we find ourselves in this world. Because it feels like the world is fraying, doesn't it? You can't help but open the paper and someone else is bombing somebody, and we all wonder when those bombs are going to come home to us, right? It feels like we're on this like precipice of who knows what is the next calamity. But how do we continue to be hope and light into that world? How do we continue to have a posture of peace and love amidst a world on fire? And we hear in our text this morning that we also need to mend. We also need to connect our lives to God, who is the source of all things, whose love overflows, and who offers us a connection through the words and sacraments of his church, through prayer, through contemplation, through meditation. We can grow into the knowledge that God is here for us. And in that growing, we can connect our lives to a story of resurrection, that we are being beckoned forward by God into a future not of war, but a future of peace and love. Those are the only things that will remain after the resurrection, is peace and love. And the acts of peace and love that we do for our neighbor and for our world will be the only acts that last forever. And our capacity for that peace and love, to pour it out for the world, is that we stand in the midst of the grace of God, having that love poured in us. We cannot outpour if we do not have something pouring into us, and we just outpour ourselves, we become empty. And so we need both. We need God's love to grow into the knowledge of God, to fill us up, so that cup then can run over. And friends, that knowledge of God's love in us begins here at the cross. That God's love came for us, died for us, and resurrected for us, so that we may be called into this journey. And in that mending, in that coming to God, knowing that it is a gift of grace, we then, once we feel love are able to outpour. So our lesson today, if there is a lesson, is that this call to be a disciple, this call to follow Jesus, is both these two aspects of life, the mending and the casting. And may we become a resilient community which is filled up each of us, both as menders and casters. May it be. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. God, our rock and deliverance, do not let your church be shaken. We trust you never abandon your promises to the most vulnerable among us. Give your church wisdom and empathy in its varied ministries. God of grace,
hear us in our prayer.
God, our hope and refuge, you place the fish in the sea. Guide our care of oceans and all creatures that live in them. Hold us accountable for actions that endanger water sources and the people who depend on them. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
God who proclaims judgment and offers mercy, be a model to the leaders of our nation and the world. As they lead, may they follow in your way of justice and truth. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
God who cares for the suffering, care for survivors of assault and sexual abuse and sustain all who minister to them, as the martyr Agnes ministered to victims of sexual abuse. Keep safe any who live under the threat of violence, those living in poverty, and any among us who are ill or in pain, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Ellen, Mike, Olga, Judy, Brandy, victims of war in Ukraine and Israel Hamas, earthquake victims in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace,
receive our prayers.
God of resurrection and new life, as the first disciples shared the good news, empower us and this faith community to be open to your call. When we are uncertain of your call, assure us. When we have strayed from your ways, redirect us. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
God who holds the saints against your tender bosom, we trust you welcome them into your care. Comfort those who grieve, even as we place our hope in your salvation. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Blessed are you, Holy One, for all good things come from you. In bread and cup you open heaven to us. Meet us at this table that we may receive what we seek and follow your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. Make your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. And bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of God, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, One God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered and one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus calls.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the table of God for the people of God, and all are welcome to come and in a moment, the usher will come and invite you to fill in from right to left. And you may receive the sacraments either standing or kneeling. We ask that you extend your hand out to receive the sacraments in your hand and then to reach in to take the cup, the red juice is wine and the clear juice is grape juice. But know that all who come forward will be healed. And if you wish to come forward for just a blessing, come with your arms crossed. But please know, the promises are here. So come. Amen.
Thank you.
God, giver of every good gift. Christ's body is our food, and we are Christ's body. Raise us up to life by the power of the benefits of all, and to your glory now and forever.
Amen.
Now we pause now for any announcements we might have amidst our congregation, and we've got one in front.
Arnie, that Ron over here. I have an announcement to make that saddens my heart, but we got to accept the reality that Corrine Johnson is no longer going to be making cookies, and I want to give her a round of enthusiastic replies. She's made thousands of cookies over the years, and we are so grateful, and that's just the way it's going to be. So thank you very much, Corrine, wherever you are.
Next Sunday, so if somebody isn't beside you today that you think should be here, be sure and let them know that so we get everybody here. We'll have a meeting upstairs here right after the service, and then we'll go down for the potluck, which is the best part of it.
So yes, bring your food, and we'll have a setup before Sunday service, so just come get the food there, come. Meet, then we'll eat.
We have to sign in and out, right?
Yeah, there'll be a sign up at the sign in table. And
thank you, Alistair, and your three other members of the quartet upstairs. They're all members of the Newport Symphony who did an amazing performance last night. I think there's still some tickets for this afternoon's performance at 2 if you'd like to attend. So thanks so much for all your music.
So, if we all, is there any more out there? I don't see anyone, so that's good. So, if we all were to look out that window, there'd be a bunch of wood logs on the ground from our trees that fell. We had them cut, but we didn't want to incur the cost of hauling them. So, they're free for grabs. If you need firewood, if you know a friend who needs firewood, they're there. They just need to come, get them, take them. Maybe let the office know if you have a friend who's going to come by, so you know what to expect. So we have a busy week coming up. We've got the book club on Tuesday and Thursday, reading the book The Alchemist by Pablo Coelho. So if you haven't read the book, it's a short book. You've still got plenty of time for either Tuesday or Thursday. And come join that discussion. And then, as we said, annual meeting is next week. We'll do the business part here. Downstairs, all are welcome for both parts of that. We have church council after Sunday, so you'll have to excuse a lot of your council members have committees and then council at 12:30. So we have a tight time frame at the moment. And with all that, let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. God who named you, Christ who claims you, and the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, bless you now and always.